Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Kai Hellstrom, the Senior Product Manager for Global X in the UK, which provides the legal sector with specialist data and technology. Mr. Hellstrom, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
And certainly do appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you and what Global X does in the space. So for starters, what are the main things businesses should consider before moving into new markets? Let's start there.
Well, I suppose firstly, you need to get a grip on the market that you're moving into. I suppose that involves understanding the market landscape across the whole supply chain, the main players, the commercial, the business models that function within that market. Do you want to copy these or challenge them? Obviously, it's riskier to challenge those things, so you need to understand those challenges. You're going to want to understand your cost of getting to market, where your return on investment will be. There'll be operational considerations. How does service in this new market differ from your existing experiences? What support needs to be put in place to manage sales, onboarding, the support processes? I suppose most interestingly for me as a product manager, from a product perspective, you're going to want to understand and validate the problem domain from as early as possible. Every potential new product offering is laden with assumptions about how users will behave and interact with that product. You're going to want to test the riskiest assumptions as early as possible. This can be through sort of rough already prototypes, user interviews, questionnaires, those types of things. And the key questions you're going to be looking out for are, and this is the definition of MVP, which is minimal viable product. What is the most important thing that we need to learn as an organization? And what is the least amount of work that we need to do in order to learn that thing? And once you've validated those, you simply iterate and move on from there. So I suppose the better you understand the problem that you're trying to solve at the start, the more targeted your solution is in that new market. And so there will be a lot around discovery around that at the outset.
Certainly do appreciate your insight and input there in those regards. Much appreciated. Now, what have you learned about working with global product teams and dependencies? Touch on some of that.
Well, we have a presence in both the UK and Australia. And Matacenter was initially launched by our Australian division in 2016. The intention was always to move it into the UK market, but before we could do that, we had to create an environment in the UK which was aligned to that specific product delivery process. There had to be an agreement upon the technology used. You need alignment in your cultures, your technology, your people, your processes, and this is something that as an organization we spent a lot of time allocating to fostering. When there are multiple teams working globally on multiple parts of the same platform, there has to be a process in place to ensure that that runs as smoothly as possible. Otherwise, you're going to end up with confused or frustrated teams or, you know, worse still, issues with the product. You need, where possible, to have problem-focused teams working on specific areas. And because if you don't have that, you end up tripping over each other. Somebody will make a change somewhere that breaks something else. A fundamental part of that, I think, is transparency around which teams are responsible for what aspect of the global platform and understanding where those dependencies lie. Importantly, it's fundamental that the teams understand what work is currently being completed. So there are some features for us that are useful for both our UK and Australian markets. But there are some that are only useful to one specific country or the other. It's important that global teams understand the product roadmap both as globally and within their specific environments. And this needs to be communicated effectively amongst those teams. So it's about building empathy, not just with your users, but also with your colleagues and the other teams.
Kai, another question for you. What are the communication challenges of working across two hemispheres, and how have you overcome that challenge?
Yeah, lots of early mornings, late nights, and probably even more coffee for everybody. For us, in some respects, it couldn't really be any less convenient in terms of time zones between the UK and working with our sister company out in Australia. The challenge is quite clearly that the working hours very rarely coincide. This for us has meant that at times we've had to commit to non-normal working hours when discussing the path forward on certain things for the product. I'm quite used to working late at night or extremely early in the morning from time to time, but it is unfair to expect everybody in all the teams to do it persistently. One of the solutions to that particular thing is just the effective use of project management tools. We specifically document anything that we recognize as a transcontinental pain. And we've had to build addressing that particular project management tool into our morning stand-ups. Where something requires any further exploration that can't be discussed through this tool, then we all agree to hop onto a call at the expense of somebody's evening normally. The important thing to do, and this is something that we've learned as we've gone along, is to make sure that all requirements, use cases, concerns, anything else, to make sure they're all clearly documented and well articulated. It's very easy to forget that someone isn't in the room with you when you're discussing something. And so as long as you document well and you understand precisely why you're documenting that thing, you can reduce the conversation overhead significantly. Again, I think it really just comes down to creating empathy between the global teams.
Certainly some good points made there. Thanks for that. Today we're speaking with Kai Hellstrom, the Senior Product Manager for Global X in the UK, which provides the legal sector with specialist data and technology, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, talk to us about the Matter Center launch. How has the Matter Center launch gone so far?
So Matter Center is one of our products that we've recently launched in the UK market. It is a end-to-end, fully automated conveyancing software system for UK conveyancing. That was launched, soft launch, about 3 months ago. We've been overwhelmed by the feedback at the moment from both existing customers and prospective customers. As an agile business, we're learning as we go along. One of the things we've ensured we do, as a lot of software companies do now, is regularly touch our users to ensure that everything is okay, but also, more importantly, to gather their feedback and to turn that into ideas for improvement. Our users, we've found, have been particularly engaged in a lot of the features that we wouldn't necessarily have expected them to be, and so that has helped guide our development roadmap. Something that they really love, and something the system is deliberately designed to, tackle was having a single system rather than multiple systems that can address all of their workflow, all of their conveyancing workflow. So rather than going to multiple systems to complete the conveyancing matter, our users can now log into a single system with a single sign-on. And through directly integrating the data we provide, we have removed the need for our users to visit multiple data repositories, so land repositories, local authority data, and all those things. Because Matter Center comes with strong automation capabilities, it's given our users the chance to focus less on administration tasks and more on providing legal advice, which ultimately is what they're paid to do.
And that is for certain on that. Good stuff. Now, on the topic of automation, what impact do you think this will have on the future of work?
Yeah, so as I said, it should allow people to focus more on what they are actually skilled at. I know people fear automation, but I think it can actually accidentally create more human interest because you spend more time doing the thing you're supposed to be paid to be doing, the thing you're an expert at. Automation can shift expectations in terms of people wanting things faster, wanting things more expediently, wanting more information made available up front. And for us, that means that we can innovate products much quicker. We've automated a great deal of our internal processes, and this has led to the creation of a number of new products that we've made available to clients. I think as an organization, automation ultimately allows you the ability to scale much quicker, and that the idea should be to do more work with the same amount of people rather than the same amount of work with less.
Mr. Hellstrom, really has been great to have had you on behalf of GlobalX, and really appreciate all the advice and information shared here today on the show. Lastly, and in conclusion, what's next for GlobalX? What's in the works? Anything we should be aware of?
So we have big plans for continuing to push MatterCenter into the UK market. There are a number of new features in the pipeline that we're going to continue to press on with, and we're going to continue to push for the national rollout of that. We are already working on and beginning to understand how we can exploit it in a new way to new customers, and we're having some really exciting conversations with users about how to adapt it to different use cases. We have a number of lines of business and a number of product lines, and we're also working closely with other organizations to develop new and innovative products with our data, the raw data that we hold too, and that's something that's really exciting us for 2020. So all in all, I suppose we're looking to have a busy, exciting year with some huge plans ahead.
Again, Kai, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on GlobalX or to be in contact, where's the best place online to do so?
It's www.globalx.co.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, Kai, all the best, continued success, and have a prosperous 2020. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly all ours. We've been speaking with Kai Hellstrom, the Senior Product Manager for GlobalX in the UK, which provides the legal sector with specialist data and technology. And for all the details, visit GlobalX.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.